Thank you for the honor of letting me share with you today my love and God's love for His land of Israel, His Jewish people and the nations.
很高兴今天下午中午来到这边，我要分享我对以色列人对这个圣地的这样的一个负担跟热爱。
I feel God is calling you to be part of that great end-time overcoming army that we see the Lord raise up in the last days.
我相信神要兴起你们成为这末世的耶和华的军队。
God is equipping us to not only spread the message of His gospel around the world, but to bring it back to Jerusalem, His holy city.
神不但要用我们在万民当中传扬他的福音，更要把福音带回耶路撒冷。
Like in the time of Noah and the flood, when he sent out the dove was released upon the waters, but yet returned to Noah to signal that the time of the covenant, Noah establishing the first covenant with God, was at hand.
就算在挪亚方舟，这个鸽子被放出去，但是他还是回到这个方舟，能够提醒这个神对亚伯拉罕所立的约。神的拯救。
And now the Lord Jesus is about to fulfill His covenant by coming back to Jerusalem.
神要完全成就他对亚伯拉罕的约，借着他回到耶路撒冷。
I am blessed to be a member of the Oscar Schindler family that you might have heard about through the movie Schindler's List.
我是这个辛德勒家族的成员，可能你们也听说这个的电影。
I say I'm blessed because of one person in our family who decided to bless Israel and bless the Jewish people.
因着我的先祖他们这样的一个决定帮助以色列人。
You see, 70 years ago in Europe, the most Christian nation in Europe elected a terrible leader.
在70年前在欧洲他们选择了一个非常可怕的领袖。
This leader, Adolf Hitler, promised the people a lot of change.
这个就是希特拉，他应许百姓很多的突破跟改变。
He came as a type of deliverer, Messiah, to the people of Germany who were very in an economic crisis.
希特拉宣传自己是当时德国的救主弥赛亚，要拯救德国人脱离各样的经济的困难。
This leader Adolf Hitler had a very evil heart, a hatred for the Jewish people.
希特拉心里面充满对犹太人的仇恨。
He really had a hatred for God.
也是对神的仇恨。
But he took control of not only a nation, but the nations around him.
他不但控制了德国，也侵略了德国附近的国家。
And his desired goal was to destroy the Jewish people because of their Jewish blood.
他的计划就是要灭绝所有的犹太人。
So Satan fears the blood of Jesus.
撒旦害怕耶稣基督的宝血。
It's the blood of Jesus that has the power to save and deliver us.
耶稣的宝血成为我们的拯救。
And it's through the love of the Word of God, through Jewish people who God entrusted His first Bible to.
神拯救我们，透过他的百姓，把他的圣言传给我们。
That the heart of a German Catholic Nazi was transformed.
这是德国的纳粹党，他们就被改变。
Our great uncle Oscar Schindler was formerly born a Catholic.
我的舅舅就是辛德勒，他原来是个天主教徒。
But it was in name only that he was called a Christian.
他只是名义上是基督徒。
You see, at that time, as you were born, you were either Catholic, Lutheran, or Jewish.
你在欧洲那个时候， 你生出来可能就是天主教，或者说路德会，或者说是这个第三个是犹太教。
And so Hitler had the citizens go back to the birth records in the churches and synagogues to find out who was Jew and who was Gentile.
所以希特拉就会查这些记录，要看谁是犹太人，谁是非犹太人。
Oscar, being an ordinary businessman, took advantage of the cheap slave labor through the Jewish people at that time as their freedoms were taken away from them.
在那个时候，犹太人就被称为奴隶，便宜的劳工。
Their businesses were either destroyed or taken over by other German citizens.
他们犹太人在当时的命运就是either就是被灭绝，或者被控制。
And they were put in ghettos and concentration camps in order to be exterminated.
他们有些被送到集中营，有些就被集中住在一个小小的地方里面。
Some businessmen saw an answer for cheap labor, so they asked if some of the slaves, Jewish slaves in the camps, could be hired as their employees.
那这些生意人就要用这些犹太人成为非常便宜的奴隶。
So Oscar took a number of Jewish people to work in his enamel factory.
那这个 Oscar 就请了一些犹太人在他的工厂里面做这个劳工。
And here, for the first time, he began to have a relationship with Jewish people.
然后他就认识这些犹太人，跟他们有关系了。
One of the very wise rabbis who was employed by him used the word of God to set his heart free.
然后他其中一个的劳工是一个的拉比，就用神的话让 Oscar 的心归向神。
Surprisingly, this rabbi knew the New Testament as well as the Old.
这个拉比不但懂得旧约，也懂得新约。
And he mentioned to Oscar one day that the Tanakh has a special verse that says that each and every person is significant to God.
然后这个拉比就引用这个旧约的这些资料，说的每个人在神面前都是宝贵的。
That verse is, he who saves the life of even one man saves the entire world.
讲到人的生命的贵重，假如你能够保守拯救一个生命，其实那个价值如同你拯救了一个世界。
Suddenly Oscar realized that he had an assignment from heaven to be like Jesus.
所以他的舅舅 Oscar 就有这样一个拯救犹太人生命的一个的使命。
If there was only one person living on this earth, Jesus would have come to die for them.
生命是何等的宝贵，就算这个地球上只有一个人，耶稣也愿意为这个人来到世上为他舍命。
The word of God became a sharp two-edged sword in the heart of this Nazi to transform him into a man of the kingdom of God.
那神的话就在他里面来改变他，让他成为神的子民。
He began to see the growing inhumanity in Christian Germany.
他就看到在德国里面这些基督徒他们的这种仁爱的发展。
Compared to the biblical morals and virtues that were displayed in his Jewish employees.
然后也看到在这些被奴隶的犹太人当中的这种不平等的待遇。
He saw how they honored the family.
他们看到犹太人他们很相爱。
How they respected the father.
他们如何顺服父母。
How children obeyed the parents.
儿女听从父母。
And how they were humble and willing to sacrifice anything to save their fellow brothers and sisters.
也看到他们彼此相爱舍命的见证。
Oscar's life proved that we all have a choice.
那 Oscar 就让我们看到每个人都应该有一个选择。
we can speak out against evil, even if we see it in the great majority. One voice can make a difference.
虽然在这样的一个反对的大环境里面，我们的声音是能够产生作用的。
Especially if it's the power of the Word of God.
特别是神的话语，神的声音。
Oscar was able to help save 1,200 Jewish people.
Oscar 就在这样的困难的环境，保存拯救了1,200个犹太人的生命。
7,000 descendants are alive today because of the courage of one man.
那有许多人的生命被保存，就因着他的一个的勇敢。
And this man was not, at the beginning, a righteous Christian example. He was more like Rahab.
他开始原来不是一个基督徒，就好像拉合一样，是一个外邦人。
He was a womanizer and a businessman, and he was not a Christian leader at the time.
在刚刚开始都说他只是一个上亿人，也不是一个真正的基督徒。
But God absolutely saved every member of his family because he obeyed the word of God and he helped save lives.
但是很奇妙，神就拯救了他整个的家族成为基督徒，因为他爱犹太人。
It's important to know that the Jewish people, at where you see the movie conclude, and as they gain their freedom,
你看那个电影的幕后，看到这些犹太人得着自由。
It was the Jewish people who then saved Oscar and his family.
后来确实这些犹太人救了 Oscar 的家族。跟他
Every one of our family members is alive today and here in the United States because of God's blessing that came upon our household.
今天我们整个的家族住在美国，经历神那么多的祝福，我相信就是因为当年Oscar 他爱犹太人，拯救犹太人。
So even like Rahab in Jericho, she understood the name and the glory of God and she hid her entire household and they were spared.So our family was spared to bring a message in this hour of standing with Israel, standing with God's people, and standing with the Lord Jesus himself.
我们所经历的祝福就像拉合他当年帮助以色列人，所以他整个家族蒙拯救，蒙祝福。
It is essential that you come to the land of Israel.
你们能够去以色列是很重要的。
Part of what Oscar realized is that God caused this nation to be reborn after 2,000 years.
Oscar 看见神，他要使以色列能够复国，虽然经过了快2000年。
Like Jesus himself, who was crucified and buried, and it looked hopeless even to his disciples after the crucifixion.
以色列的复国就像耶稣被钉死，在当时的门徒觉得一切都绝望了，耶稣死了。
God's power raised Jesus from the dead.
神的能力让耶稣从死里复活。
After 3 days.
三天之后。
And God's power raised Israel back to life again as a nation after 3 years.
同样的，神用他的大能使以色列复国复活。
This year celebrates 60 years of Israel being a born-again nation.
今年是纪念以色列从1948年到现在60年复国的纪念日。
This fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy when he said, Can a nation be born in a day?
也就应验了以赛亚书所说的神要兴起以色列在末世。
God said, of course.
神说一定的。
And even 40 years ago, God fulfilled Jesus' own prophecy about Jerusalem.
40年前，神也成就了耶稣对耶路撒冷的预言。
He said Jerusalem will be trampled down by the nations, by the Gentiles, until that time is fulfilled.
讲到耶路撒冷会被外邦的人蹂躏，直到时候满足。
And he said, then he will return to his beloved city.
然后耶稣基督就会降临回到这个荣耀的圣城。
And I am most honored because I see the final wave of God's great revival being born by the Chinese, by the Asian nations. It is the Back to Jerusalem movement that will usher in his return.
我是非常的兴奋，看到神现在要借着中国人，兴起中国人，要把福音传回耶路撒冷。
The Lord is making the cycle complete. He began over 100 years ago as Jewish people began to have in their heart the desire to come back to their original covenant land.
神在100多年前就感动了分散到全世界各地的犹太人，有这样一个心愿跟祷告，要回到圣地耶路撒冷复国。
Christian leaders and Jewish leaders together proclaimed the message of Zionism, the return of the exiles after 2,000 years.
所以许多犹太人的领袖跟基督徒的领袖，他们就促成这样的一个锡安运动，犹太人要回到锡安。
In fact, God states 700 times in the Old Testament, I will myself bring my people back to the land.
其实在旧约里面神最少讲了700次，他要把他的百姓带回他的应许地。
He says, I'm not doing this for the sake of the Jewish people.
我不是单单为了犹太人的缘故做这件事情。
Because they are stiff-necked and stubborn.
因为犹太人本身是非常的悖逆的。
Like all the rest of us.
我们也是。
But he's doing it to glorify his great name in the sight of all nations.
神成就以色列的复国来是为了他的荣耀跟他的应许的信实。
Because every nation shall declare Jesus is Lord.
因为万民万国都要承认耶稣基督为主。
So 100 years ago, it was birthed in the hearts of Jewish people.To restore the Hebrew language that had been almost extinct for 2,000 years.
100年前，神就感动犹太人要恢复希伯来文的语言。
Zechariah said, "I will restore their tongue."
因为撒迦利亚书应许说，神要恢复他们的语言。
What happened in the church throughout the world began in Wales in 1904.Kind of as a spiritual reaction, the great revival began in Wales.
在1904年，威尔斯有大复兴。
It then went to Kansas in the United States of America.
然后是五旬节的大复兴在 Kansas City 的一个开始。
And then in 1906, it came to Azusa Street here in California.
然后1906年在阿苏舍街的大复兴。
In 1907, it continued east to Pyongyang, North Korea.
1907年有这个平壤的大复兴
birthing back to Jerusalem message.
然后推动这个回归耶路撒冷的意向
So along the Silk Route,
沿着丝绸之路
God would return his good news to his holy city.
神要透过丝绸之路把福音传回耶路撒冷
Another thing the Jewish people did at that time was to create a national flag.
同时以色列犹太人就在要建立他们以色列国的国旗。
Now they thought, who is our protector and who is our leader more than any other but God Himself?
唯有神成为这个国家的领袖跟保护。
And it's only through prayer that we have any hope because we are the least among all people.
他们知道他们是非常弱小的。
So they took their beautiful prayer shawl, their tallit, and emblazoned a shield, a star of David in the center.
然后他们就设计一个大卫的心在他们的国旗的中间。
And they said, with prayer and the help of God,
借着祷告跟神的帮助,
we will raise our banner to the Lord.
我们能够兴起这个以色列的国旗给万国看见。
They also composed a national anthem. Even though they didn't have a country yet, they composed a song for the country.
100年前还没有以色列复国，但是他们就凭信心做了他们的国歌。
This song began to be known as the Hatikva, the Hope.
就是这样的一个称呼。
Hatikva means the hope.
就是
the
hope.
Yeah, it came from the verse in Ezekiel 37 about the dry bones.
就是以西结书三十七章所描写的枯骨的复活一个盼望。
And Isaiah says, "Oh, our hope is lost. Our bones are dry."
以西结说骨就是枯骨都已经干得不得了。
But now in 1900, God put in the heart of His people, "We have hope again."
然后在一百年前，一九零零年，神就感动犹太人有这样一个复活的盼望。
We feel in our bones that God is going to do something to resurrect our nation.
他们有这样的信心，神要是枯骨复活，以色列复活。
And the Holy Spirit in agreement poured out His presence around the world upon the church. This great revival.
然后圣灵也在万国万族来做感动的工作，来促成以色列复国的事情。
And just like restoring Hebrew and the natural to the Jews, He restored the gift of tongues to the church.
然后神如何恢复以色列人的希伯来话，同样今天神也在他的教会恢复方言这样的恩赐。
We call this the first wave of the four great waves of this century.
这是这个世纪所谓的第一波圣灵的工作。
The second wave came in 1948 when the nation actually was declared a sovereign state.
然后1948年以色列正式复国。
At that time, God also blessed the body of Christ around the world with another revival, and ministries here in the United States were birthed, like Oral Roberts, Catherine Kuhlman, Billy Graham. Great evangelism was thrust into the world again at that time.
很奇妙，在以色列1948年复国的同时的前后，神也在他的国度里面兴起圣灵的第二波灵恩运动，透过Oral Roberts, Catherine Kuhlman 等等神的仆人跟侍女。
Unfortunately, in Asia and China, communism tried to clamp down its evil hand on God's move, like Nazism tried to do it in Europe.
但很可惜，就在这个四九年啊。在中国，共产党却把这个福音的门关
了。但虽
然这个福音的门都关了，但是福音却教会却进到地下，而有更奇妙的一个发展。
God can never be stopped, and so in 1967, the third wave came upon the nations.
然后很奇妙，在1967年，神的第三波的复兴临到世界。
20 years later, in June, the Six Days War occurred.
就是在1907年的六月，有这个以色列的六日战争。
Jewish people were attacked by five nations much greater and larger than they.
以色列被五个非常强大的邻国来攻击。
And they fought for 6 days.
他们只打了六天。
Representing man's work,
预表人的工作，六天的工作。
But on the seventh day, which was the Sabbath, the day of the Lord,
第七天是安息日，是神的日子。
God gave Israel and the Jewish people the great victory.
神就让以色列大胜。
Of liberating the city of Jerusalem,
就解放了耶路撒冷。
For the first time. In hundreds and hundreds of years, Jerusalem was under Jewish sovereignty.
经过了几百年后，让耶路撒冷正式在六七年完全归在以色列人、犹太人的辖管治区里面。
In the body of Christ around the world, we experienced another wave of great revival.
要同样的，在全世界各地，神的教会也在同期经历一个的大复兴。
Beginning with many, many Jewish people for the first time realizing that Jesus is really their Messiah.
很多的犹太人他们开始能够认识耶稣基督就是弥赛亚，就是他们的救主。
This began the Messianic movement.
就产生了这个弥赛亚会众的运动。
the charismatic movement as God poured out His Spirit again upon Christians around the world.
然后这个灵恩运动，圣灵浇灌在每一个的宗派犹太人当中。
Many denominations, like I grew up with, that were didn't understand the baptism of the Holy Spirit, were suddenly being filled, accompanied by great miracles.
我在原来的宗派当中从来不明白什么是圣灵充满，但是很奇妙的，圣灵就浇灌在我的身上，让我经历各样的神迹奇事。
Many of the hippies of that day started the Jesus movement.
在那个时代，居然很多的嬉皮士，他们被圣灵引导充满，就信主了。
And organizations like Women's Aglow International, the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship.
就很多的姐妹会，像Women's Aglow 还有全福会，就在那个时候开始了。
We're started at this time as well.
我们现在也在开始一些施工。
Well, now we're at another transition time into the fourth and final wave.
然后我们就看到神要在以色列跟世界所做的第四波跟第五波的工作。
And God is completing the cycle of the gospel going around the world with the Asian nations bearing the torch and being in the forefront at this hour.
神又在这末世的时候让福音可以在全世界走完一圈，就是要把福音透过中国把福音带回耶路撒冷，福音的起点。
We saw how the Holy Spirit forbade Peter and Paul to take the gospel east as they first intended in the early centuries.
我们看到神拦阻保罗把福音带到东方却给他马其顿的意向，往到西方去了。
He said the direction is west, and so it allowed Europe to be developed.
所以透过马其顿的意向，福音先传到欧洲。
Every nation that has helped Israel has been blessed and brought to the forefront in her economy and her scientific discoveries, and developed to be leaders among the world.
欧洲因为对犹太人的亲善跟友好，也得到很多的祝福，得到很多的财富跟发明。
For a time, Britain was the world empire.
要英国成为世界的最强的国家。
But Britain made a major mistake in the 1940s.
但是英国在1940年做一个错误的决定。
Because of their love and desire for oil and the wealth of the Arab world, they forbade Jews to return to the homeland.
因为他英国为了要讨好当地的亚拉伯人，要得着当地的石油，就拦阻不准犹太人回归耶路撒冷。
That national act cost them their world empire.
他们就拦阻犹太人归回。
Farther going west, God raised up the President of the United States of America, Harry Truman, at that time.
那神很奇妙，就兴起了美国的总统杜鲁门。
And in 1948, he decided and voted Israel to be a nation again, the first country to express that.
然后就在1948年，美国是第一个国家投票要承认以色列复国。
After that, and for the past 70 years, America has excelled as a world power.
因着美国对以色列人、犹太人的爱跟帮助，看到神在过去这50年是多方面祝福美国的。
But now America is in danger of not standing with the Lord and her covenant by attempting to not only give away God's land and divide it, but to actually divide the city of Jerusalem.
但是很可惜，看到美国今天却没有站在神的约，对犹太人的这种的帮助跟保护，甚至要把圣地与这些亚拉伯人平分。
It saddens me to know we have a Christian leader, but on the same day that he had the conference in Annapolis to divide Jerusalem.
美国也开会，他们要提出这个和平的进程，希望透过这样的一个分地带来中东的和平。
The mortgage crisis was declared in this nation.
结果美国就经历次贷危机。
In God's perspective, if we cause Jews to lose their homes, we will lose our homes.
从神的角度，假如我们要让犹太人失去他的家园，神也会让美国失去他的家园。
But God's plan is to now move in His glory and His strength and His forefront among Taiwan, China, Korea, and to fulfill His plan of worldwide revival.
神现在他的荣耀，他的作为在台湾，在韩国，在很多东南亚的地方，为要兴起这些地方，能够成就他的一个最终的计划。
So you are the very, very key and important links in this time of transition to the next mighty move of God.
在这个过渡的时期，神特别用我们中国的信徒进入新的一波的复兴。
You will help be a bridge between us and the West as God moves His focus to the East.
神要让我们成为中西中间的一个连结。
We will be able to come and join and partner and encourage and help you as you carry that torch home.
我们可以跟西方的弟兄姊妹连结，然后把福音的火棒带回东方，带回耶路撒冷。
So I am so grateful to be able to be here to speak to you and to encourage you today and to honor you because God has chosen you for such a time as this.
我是何等的荣幸今天能够在这边能够跟你们分享，因为我知道神要用我们中国的基督徒。
So I would like to know if you have any questions, and then I would like to pray for any of you who would like a prayer for part of the message that I shared for the fourth wave of revival that's here with us.
下面的时间可以让我们同学们能够发问题，关于以色列的或是关于这个第四波，这个神要在以色列跟普世所要做的复兴工作是有关联的。然后他会再继续用祷告来给我们服侍。
This afternoon, I very glad to know that one of the president of the United States wanted to know the Israelite have the nation.
Yes.
Truman.
It was interesting because President Harry Truman was not president at the beginning of World War II.
二次世界大战的时候，杜鲁门不是当时的总统。
He was put into that position near the end of the war by God's, I believe, divine appointment.
是快到二战快结束的时候，神就让杜鲁门成为美国的总统。
He was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri.
他是在密苏里的 Kansas City 成长的。
And when I went to Mike Bickle's International House of Prayer,
当我去 Mike Bickle 的那个 House of Prayer,
his property is right next to Harry Truman's property.
Mike Bickle 的这个祷告殿就在杜鲁门的房子的对面旁边。
In fact, that property has now been given to Pastor Mike Bickle and the International House of Prayer in Kansas City.
而杜鲁门的那个原来的房子今天已经送给了 Mike Bickle 作为他施工的一部分。
Harry Truman had a praying grandmother.
杜鲁门有一个祷告的祖母。
And when you go to the farmhouse, you can see her rocking chair on the porch that she sat in all the time.
你看到那个杜鲁门原来那个 farmhouse, 那个农舍房子前面有一个摇摆椅，就是他的祖母常常坐在上面祷告的。
And being a devout woman of the world word, she told her son, never betray Israel, never betray the Jewish people. They are God's chosen.
他的祖母常常都教导杜鲁门跟他的父亲说，永远不要离弃以色列人，要帮助以色列人。
In fact, when the opportunity arose for him to make the choice to choose Israel to return to existence,
所以当杜鲁门成为总统，他有这样一个选择，可以帮助以色列人，他的选择帮助以色列复国。
He realized that was his mission in life.
他发现这是他生命中最重要的使命。
God had raised him, prepared him for such an hour.
神预备他就是为这样一个时候。
So you remember in the year 1905, God poured out the Holy Spirit right there in Kansas City.
就因为就在1904年，神的灵大大浇灌在 Kansas City 这个地方。
And then 50 years later or 44 years later, God raised up a man in our government to participate in his act of redemption.
然后44年之后，神就兴起杜鲁门能够建立以色列国。
So it's very exciting to see how we work with God in the restoration of his kingdom.
让我们很兴奋看到神如何要复兴他的子民的国度，复兴他的国度。
Another thing God did to enable us to come to Israel is allow in this century the development of transportation worldwide.
神让我们可以到以色列，也是看到神为我们预备现代的交通工具。
Perhaps he let men invent those vehicles with the first purpose of returning Jews to the land of Israel.
或者神让人发明这些交通工具，飞机，就是好帮助他的子民能够有效的回归耶路撒冷。
In fact, the Israeli Airlines, El Al's first mission after defending the new nation was to return Jews from Ethiopia.
其实这个以色列的航空公司 El， 他当初第一个使命就是要帮助在伊索比亚的这些犹太人，把他们送飞回以色列。
So the Ethiopians had read how God was going to send a giant bird to bring them and bear them on eagle's wings back to their homeland.
这些以索比亚的犹太人，他们就要看神如何成为能够差派这个大鹰大鸟如何把他们送回这个以色列。
So the people were amazed that they were so willing to board this huge plane. They have never seen anything like it in their lives, but they just jumped right on board because they knew and felt that God had sent himself, his eagle, to fulfill his word.
当时这些以索比亚的犹太人，他们也完全凭着信心，看到这些飞机来了，他们就凭着信心进去，知道这些飞机就是神为他们所预备的大鹰，把他们送回以色列。
So now we all have the opportunity in our day and lifetime to go to the land of Israel.
神透过飞机的发明，让我们可以有机会，可以去到耶路撒冷，以色列。
Pilgrimage is very important to God because Jesus himself even left heaven to come to this place.
我们带着个朝圣的心情去到以色列，因为神的儿子也是离开他的天上来到地上。
He left all the glories of heaven to come to this location and die for the world.
主耶稣放在天上的荣耀来到地上为我们而死。
And if you pray and ask God to send you, he will.
假如你祷告神啊，差遣我去。
It is a major thing on the heart of God to receive you in his homeland so that you can know him more intimately.
我想这是神一个心意，让我们可以有机会到耶稣所诞生传道的地方，让我们更能够被神的真实跟爱所激励。
Any bride spends time to visit her fiancé's family.
每一个的新娘或者新郎去参观他未婚妻或未婚夫的家，这是一个蒙福的事情。
To learn about his background.
认识他的背景。
To become part of his culture.
去了解他的文化。
And to be adopted in through the covenant of marriage.
能够进入这个婚约的关系。
As one,
成为一。
God says we are one through Jesus, Jew and Gentile, one new man.
我们因着耶稣基督，无论是外邦人、犹太人，在基督里成为一。
And especially, I'm proud to have the Chinese in Israel because it is the best testimony to the Jewish people.
我特别高兴看到中国的信徒在以色列，因为这对犹太人来说是一个非常好的见证。
They're like Chinese? Why are Chinese coming to Israel?
其实以色列人很惊讶，为什么会有中国人来到以色列？
Our youth, when they get out of the army, they want to go to Asia, to India, to find Buddha, to find Hinduism, to discover their true religion.
很多人他们去到中国亚洲就是要研究佛教等等。
So it stops them in their tracks when they see you coming to Israel.
当他们看到基督徒去到以色列，他们就会更正面的肯定基督教的信仰。
Because you have found the Jewish Messiah.
因为你们找到犹太人的弥赛亚。
So where we from the West have had 2,000 years of anti-Semitic history, we from the West.
西方的人过去2000年常常在一种反犹太人的运动里面。
The Asian communities have another chance to really demonstrate and bring the gospel to the Jewish people.
但是对东方的人，对中国人，我们从来没有这种反犹太人的想法。会让犹太人比较接纳我们。
And Reverend Wong knows that many, many Chinese and Hebrew words are the same.
很多的中文跟希伯来文的字是音是相同的。
Culture much more the same.
文化更接近的。
So God is very wise in how to bring that final connection and relationship together in His love.
神真的是很有智慧，要透过在末世的时候，神要用中国人把福音最后的一棒从中国的丝绸之路传回耶路撒冷。
So, come to Israel's Heaven's Embassy on Earth.
我盼望你们有机会去去到以色列。
God will bring you.
神会带领你们。
God will bring you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
谢谢您收听我们的课程。若您想听更多其他的课程，欢迎您到丰收神学院的网站。愿神祝福您。